1888.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you. They are completely free. And with you in the studio, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
All right, so 855-450-FREE. Also, Skype us. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. You do have to send a request first, and then we will accept you into the contacts list. It's very simple, and then at that point, it'll be easy for you to reach out with Skype to Free Talk Live. Of course, another way to get your ideas on the air, but a more indirect way, is to interact with the front page of the website. You go to freetalklive.com. You'll see, as you scroll down the page, various different news stories, blog posts, maybe YouTube videos. Whatever it is that our listeners think is interesting, you can submit right there to the front page of the site, and then other listeners, including you, can vote whether you like or dislike the things that you see on the site, and then we'll know what you think's interesting. So again, go to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. That's freetalklive.com. So we've got lots to discuss here tonight. On the way this evening, good news from jails, or prisons rather, in Florida. Daryl is going to share that with us. It's pretty rare that you hear any good news coming out of a prison.
Very rare.
But we'll give you that. And some people would say that the guy that we're about to talk about probably belongs in a prison cell because he's a scumbag. But what's happening in North Dakota is pretty fascinating. You've got a group of neo-Nazis who have moved into a town, a little town, called, and I'm probably pronouncing this wrong, Leith? Leith?
Leith. Leith. I like Leith. Leith.
How's it spelled?
L-E-I-T-H.
Leith.
Leith. They're moving into Leith, North Dakota. And why are they doing this? Well, he wants people with similar beliefs as him, that is, racist, intolerant, a-hole beliefs, to move to Leith and join up with him and his racist boyfriend or whatever, whoever it is he's moved there with. Because I doubt any women are spending time with this guy.
He probably would not have a boyfriend because generally people that are racist and bigots are also homophobes.
He probably is a homophobe. I just think it's funny that he's pictured with another man in the picture because, you know, these guys are likely to be homophobic as well. But ironically, they probably aren't hanging out with a whole lot of women, although there are racist women as well. Certainly, it's racist males that tend to be the forefront of what, if you want to call it a movement, that they have. I guess it's technically a movement. Some of them have moved to Leith, North Dakota. And the story is from RT.com. Small North Dakota town has approved a building moratorium that a white supremacist claims is aimed unfairly at him. Over the last year, Craig Cobb, a hate crimes fugitive from Canada who holds neo-Nazi views, has purchased a home and 12 other lots in the city of Leith, North Dakota. He's actively encouraging others with similar beliefs to move to the town to help him gain control over the government and establish an all-white enclave.
So it's one dude?
He appears to be pictured with another man in the photograph, so he's...
Him and a buddy?
He's heading this up.
Did he move there, or is he from there?
He has moved there. He's a fugitive from Canada, a hate crimes fugitive from Canada.
So he can't even vote?
I don't know what the rules are about voting in North Dakota, but I would presume that
suppose
he can't
he's
vote.
If he's
Canadian, then no, he cannot vote in North Dakota.
Do you suppose he's been granted hate crime fugitive status by the United States government?
Doubtful.
Okay. This is completely irrelevant to anything. You've got a foreigner who's moved to the United States who's hollering about, come here because I'm racist, whatever. I don't know.
It's another one for the Move Here Project.
It's on there, right? Did you add it to the Move Here Project?
I don't know whether I did. Maybe I did.
The Move Here Project is Mark's page that he created on Facebook to catalog all of the various different iterations of, hey, everybody, you should move here and be with me and get active. Of course, you're generally talking about liberty-related move here projects, but I don't see why you couldn't have the other ones like this one. There must be other things like this where people of a similar mindset are moving to... Like the Mormons moved to Utah, the hippies moved into Vermont. This was a long time ago, but more recently, you've been cataloging the more recent one, Mark. I don't agree with you, Mark. I think this is relevant because I think that this guy... I hope that all of the racists will move to the same town together, because personally, I don't like knowing that racist people exist. You know, generally they keep their mouths shut about it, at least around, you know, me. But we know that there are racists in Keene, New Hampshire. There's it's probably one of the worst things about Keene, New Hampshire, in the Monadnock area in general. There was a breakdown done by the ACLU here in New Hampshire where they looked at statistics and they found out that blacks are 10 times more likely than whites to be arrested for marijuana possession if they're in Cheshire County, New Hampshire. If they're in other counties in New Hampshire, their likelihood goes down of being arrested, but they're still more than twice as likely to be arrested than whites anywhere in New Hampshire. And there's institutionalized racism all across this country. I find racism to be one of the most despicable mindsets out there. And I wouldn't mind seeing these people move to some small town in Leith, although obviously there's some people in Leith that don't appreciate it very much.
I would prefer that they all move to an island in the middle of, I don't really care what body of water, but just move to an island.
That'd be nice, but then they'd have to get passports and all that, and it'd be pretty, it's always difficult.
Not necessarily. There are a bunch of islands that are part of the United States that they could move to.
They could just move to some sort of uninhabited
mostly, yeah, if it's an uninhabited island, it doesn't have its own municipal designation. If it doesn't have its own municipal designation, then they will not achieve whatever sort of synergy they want to create from a voting
standpoint.
They want
to get all of the racist people to move to the same place and not have anybody that they don't like.
No, but they also want to be in control of the local government so that they can pass whatever laws benefit them in whatever way that they see to benefit
them. So if they move to an uninhabited island, then they would be allowed to create their own government.
Not necessarily. Usually, municipal governments exist at the pleasure of the state government. And so, therefore, if you move a bunch of people who...
I didn't say it would be a recognized government.
Well, all right, then I don't know what to do about that. So, you know, the state government's not going to give them... They're like, we're not giving a state government... We're not giving a city designation to the bigots. And they'll say no. And the white supremacists know this, so they're going to go and they're going to take over some other place that is, you know, some designation. I don't know how much time this guy, what's his name?
Craig Cobb.
Mr. Cobb, who can't even vote, you know, thought about which particular town he might pick. And this is what I find so stinking disingenuous about these Move Here projects, is that they're always one dude. Not always. The Free State Project differs in this way. But it's like a dude who says, oh, yeah, I got a great idea. Let's move to such and such a place. Well, you know, and they may lay out some good ideas or some bad ideas, but, you know, who wants to be involved in your cult, man? You're just a would-be cult leader, and there's nothing to it. It's your idea isn't that great. And so if with the Free State Project, people voted on where to make...
That's true. The
location.
The first 5,000 participants voted.
It probably should have been 15,000 or 20,000, but regardless.
Because the momentum really was building as the vote approached and then died completely after that. And we've been working to build it back.
So, I don't know whether Leith is the right place. There are plenty of municipalities across this nation that have, like, 9 people in them. So, you know, if he had moved there, he'd
apparently
be a voting
block. Leith is a population of 16.
Okay, then maybe he did pick the right place. Maybe he did pick one of these sorts of places.
But I do feel bad. I mean, when I posted this on my Facebook...
By the way, just to be 100% clear, if he did take over the municipal government of Leith, likely the people who live in that town and have houses can take their particular property and have it de-annexed out of the city and put annexed into the county. So they wouldn't have to deal with whatever this crazy guy is doing. You understand what I'm
saying? There's a possibility of that.
Depends on what the laws are in North Dakota about getting property moved from one municipality to another.
It does depend.
If all of the racists would move, or even a good portion of them, would move to the same place, I would contribute money to a fund to help move the regular people out of that area. Because obviously, if you live in, if you've always lived in Leith, it's going to be pretty awful
painful to
deal with this person and their followers. So I wouldn't mind giving some money to help move whoever those poor people are, that the other 15 or 14 people in Leith, to give them a little contribution to get them on their feet somewhere else. We're coming up. You can share your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
Ben Swan here. We are winning. Alternative media is challenging and beating mainstream media, and it's imperative for the Liberty Movement to continue this momentum. However, independent media cannot win without the support of sponsors and advertisers like Diamond Gusset Jeans. For over 26 years, Diamond Gusset has been owned by patriots with products designed for patriots. When I put on a pair of Diamond Gusset Jeans, I enjoy the quality, comfort, durability, and style. Most importantly, my wife really likes them as well. From the cotton to the last stitch, Diamond Gusset bucks the industry standard by producing a 100% all-American product. Another reason for my endorsement. So Ben Swan is asking you to go visit DiamondLiberty.com right now. With promo code BEN, you will receive a 20% off discount on a pair of male or female Diamond Gusset jeans. Remember, DiamondLiberty.com, and you are directly supporting the growth of independent media.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
You can take control here toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. enjoy the features that are on the site. They are for free. And they include archives. The archives go back all the way to late 2006. All you have to do is click, and they can download to your computer. And you can download as many of them as you can click, because they go back to late 2006. And again, all free. Go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy that. We were talking about the Free State Project a moment ago, and I want to let you know their website. Because if you love liberty and you're not a racist, because bigots, racists, and advocates of violence are not welcome in the Free State Project. But if you love liberty and you're willing to actually do something to accomplish it in your lifetime, you really should go to freestateproject.org. Over 15,000 people,
75%,
who are like you, have signed up for the Free State Project. They have pledged to make the move to New Hampshire, as the three of us have done. We're early movers. They pledged to make the move to New Hampshire once we reach 20,000 participants. We are, you know, this is the downhill portion of the Free State Project. We're almost there, and we need your help. Please go to freestateproject.org, get signed up, and start making plans to move to New Hampshire. You don't have to wait until 20,000. We did not wait, and I don't know about you, Daryl, but I'm so glad I didn't wait.
Oh, me too.
It's been great so far.
I wish I would have moved sooner.
Right? Yeah, I kind of felt that way, but you move when you move, right? And
right.
We're here now, and it just keeps getting better. As more people come here, more people get settled in, more people start putting down roots and having families up here and getting active in their community and getting active in the state house and doing civil disobedience and outreach projects, media creation, all kinds of exciting things are happening. And more will happen as more people move here. So go to freestateproject.org. You owe it to yourself. We're talking about the Move Here projects, in which case we're actually specifically focusing on probably one of the most offensive Move Here projects that there is. I don't even know if there's a name for it. There should be a name for it, and I imagine maybe we could ask our internet listeners. This might be a good question for Facebook. What would you call this project of this guy Cobb, Craig Cobb from Canada? Holds neo-Nazi views. He and not sure how many other people have moved to Leith, North Dakota, and they want to take over. They want to have other racists move to Leith, other presumably white racists move to
right,
Leith.
That's going to go badly.
and they want to take over the town government. Now, Daryl, you were actually researching this a little bit during the break, and
yes.
You mentioned a name that I happen to know.
Let me go back to that article on the Wikipedia.
What did you look up, Craig Cobb, on Wikipedia? How did you find Leith?
Leith, North Dakota.
Okay.
And
so town 16.
In the article on Wikipedia about Leith, North Dakota, it mentions the white supremacist.
Right.
And it mentions Cobb. And then it also mentions a couple other people that are associated with Stormfront,
which is a racist website.
Yes. And an article on Stormfront suggested that white supremacist April Gady, I'm not sure if that's how you pronounce the last name, and her husband, Mark Harrington, also own land in Leith, along with the commander of the National Socialist Movement, Jeff Shope.
Wow. So some National Socialists are racists, or does the National Socialist guy just happen to live in Leith?
National Socialist is the long-term name for Nazi.
That's true. That's true. But I know a lot of socialists probably would not appreciate the idea of racism.
Yep. Right. But they're not the National Socialists.
True. Good point. April Gade. Mark, you remember that name, right?
Yeah, that was the mom of the Indigo Girls. What the hell?
No, what was their name? Prussian Blue.
Prussian Blue, yes.
So, have you ever heard of these
girls? They were young, too, and girls.
No, I've heard of the Indigo Girls, but never heard of Prussian Blue.
So, we'll get back into Leith here in a moment, but just to divulge this information, it's a fascinating story. Years ago on Free Talk Live, we came across a news story about Prussian Blue. Now, at the time, these were two very young girls, probably, I don't know, 7 to 9 years old, somewhere in that range.
I have heard of these girls.
They are, you know, beautiful young ladies, right, who are singers. But the nasty part is, you know, they kind of look like the twins from the
Olsen
Full
twins.
House. Yeah, the Olsen twins. And, you know, pretty blonde girls kind of thing. And so the nasty part of it is they are racist songs. And Prussian Blue, I don't know if it was their mom that was writing all the lyrics or whatever, but their mother is April Gade, the name that you just gave a moment ago. So we spent a lot of time talking about this one night on Free Talk Live, this Prussian Blue thing. And, you know, we read some of their song lyrics, and it's just, it was just horrifying. I told
the,
some of
the albums were Fragment of the Future, put out in 04. The Path We Chose in 05, and For the Fatherland in 2006.
So just despicable, just absolutely despicable stuff. And a fascinating story, right? You know, these little girls being toured around singing to picnic tables full of racists. You know, basically.
They allegedly referred to the Holocaust as a myth.
Yeah. And among other things. And they were also singing about the future race war, because a lot of these racist types are, their violent fantasy is to have a race war in the future. So they would sing about all kinds of despicable things. So all of a sudden, we get a phone call. And it didn't have to do with the discussion we were having. It was years later, a couple years later. We get a phone call from an April in Kalispell, Montana. And having done enough research on Prussian Blue, we knew that they had moved from California to Kalispell, Montana.
And she also, in her call, said something about leaving California to get away from those folks.
Yeah.
The immigrants?
Whatever.
Whoever. So we picked up that. I asked her on the air, is this April, you know, the mother of Prussian Blue? And it absolutely was. So we were on the radio station, one of the talk stations in town where the station is no longer a talk station. But at the time that it was, and she happened to be a listener to Free Talk Live. She happened to call in to the show more than once. So we ended up having some very interesting conversations about her. Now, with her. And the interesting twist on the story, of course, is that children will do things differently when they get old enough and from their parents in a lot of cases. There is always that rebel phase. And so the girls from Prussian Blue are now probably in their late teens, if not early 20s.
They're 21.
At this point. Right. So a couple years ago, there was actually a documentary made about these girls in that time frame where they were not as likely to do what mommy was telling them to do. And I don't know how they've ended up turning out since then.
Wasn't one of them dating
a black guy?
Yeah, it was something like that.
I feel like I've heard that. That may not be true, but maybe it's time for a Prussian Blue update. Let's see what the young ladies are up to today, because they were definitely questioning their beliefs, and that was great news.
The worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,300 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-345-6078. That's 1-800-345-6078. 1-800-345-6078.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want toll-free here at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we share with you. Lots of different stuff is on the site. News updates included. You can follow us via email, Facebook, Google+, Twitter. Go to news.freetalklive.com. And get signed up for your preference. Again, news.freetalklive.com. Recently got Daryl hooked up with ProXPN. And Daryl is a Linux user. And if you're on Linux, there are some extra steps that you need to go through to get ProXPN up and running. But they are pretty darn simple, Daryl.
There's no download.
Yeah. Well, that was an amazing thing for me. Like, on Windows, you actually have to download their client. In Linux, you can just set it up right in Linux as a VPN.
Like, add VPN, and boom, and it's done.
Yeah. Pretty cool. So, if you've got Linux, if you've got Mac, Windows, Android, iPhone, you can run ProXPN. Why would you want to do that? Well, if you care about privacy, you'd want to do it, because ProXPN encrypts all of your internet traffic. Everything that leaves Daryl's laptop can be encrypted with ProXPN, sent to their server wherever you choose in the world. If you've got a premium account with ProXPN, they do have free accounts, so you don't get to choose the server there. But if you have a premium account, you can pick multiple servers. And then it looks to every website that you visit, it looks as though you're coming from their server. So if you visit a website, it might think you're in Texas or Seattle or, you know, the Netherlands, for instance. And this means that you are protecting your location, which protects your privacy, and also the fact that all of the data is encrypted before it gets, or as it gets to, from your computer to ProXPN. That means that you're protected from snoops, people that might want to sniff your Wi-Fi packet information. You'll be protected from admins on your internet service provider. They will have no idea what you're doing. If law enforcement comes to your internet service provider and says, "Hey, we want to see where all the websites are this guy's been going for the last however much time." Oh, well, we don't know. Yeah, we don't know where all we've got is this encrypted 512-bit internet stream. So you can go to proxpn.com/FTL to get signed up. When you're ready to upgrade to premium and get unlimited bandwidth, and also you'll get access to torrents. So torrents are one of the things they block with the free accounts on ProXPN. But you can have total unlimited access to run what you want. With proxpn.com/FTL, you get signed up. And when you're ready to buy their package for premium, it's so affordable, especially if you use our discount code, which is FTL and the number 20. That's FTL20 to receive 20% off the lifetime of your account. You can buy it either monthly or yearly. If you buy it yearly, then that 20% off code, FTL20, will break the price down to about $5 per month when you do the division and figure it out. So it's a great deal, and you can use ProXPN on all of your devices. Though I was sent an email by somebody to clarify something. He said I wasn't clear, and that's because I didn't know until I got this email from one of our listeners. You can put ProXPN on all of your devices, but you can only use one device at a time. The intention is not that you get to outfit your whole company with one ProXPN account. It's if you're on your phone, you'll be able to use ProXPN fine. If you're on your laptop, you'll be able to use ProXPN fine, but only one device at a time, as I understand it.
By the way, I went and did ProXPN at ProXPN.com myself.
ProXPN.com/FTL. If you don't put the /FTL, they won't know you're coming from us.
I don't think I did. Anyway, I got to say,
it matters most when you do when you buy it and you put in FTL20. That matters the most. But anyway, go ahead.
I just wanted to see whether or not it was I wanted to see how hard it was. And I don't like new things on the internet. I prefer to go to my same old places and do my same old stuff because I'm familiar and comfortable with that. It was easy.
So we were talking about the Prussian blue. And what led into this was a discussion about Leith, North Dakota, where apparently there are a number of white nationalist types, racists, who are moving into Leith, North Dakota. One of them is apparently April Gade, who is the mother, at least she says she's bought land there, who is
that according to Stormfront.
And she's the mother of Prussian Blue. Now, these are two young ladies. They're now about 21 years old. When we first found them, they must have been 10 or something like that, because it's been a long time since we've talked about them on Free Talk Live. Maybe they were 11 or 12 or something. But they were racist, kind of folk singers, I guess. They had this little girl band, and they wore Hitler T-shirts, and they were just absolutely despicable. But you know, parents want to inculcate their children with their belief system.
Sure.
And when children are young, it's pretty easy to do that. But as they get older, they'll start to question their beliefs. And we were hoping openly on Free Talk Live that would happen with these girls. And it turns out that it did. And I know we did an update on them a few years ago, but there has been some news since. And I feel like this is the story that we covered a few years ago, but we'll cover it briefly here for you again in case you're new to Free Talk Live and new to this group, Prussian Blue. The girls are Lynx and Lamb. Those are their names. And I'm sure there's some racist significance to those names, but nonetheless, we go on here. The story is from the Huffington Post. Nazi twins Lamb and Lynx Gade of Prussian Blue reject white supremacist roots thanks to marijuana.
Woohoo!
According to the story here, they earned dubious fame in 2003 with their white power band Prussian Blue, but twins Lamb and Lynx Gade have apparently turned their backs on their neo-Nazi roots and embraced peace, love, and liberalism. The blonde, blue-eyed girls named their band after a byproduct of the poisonous substance used to gas Jews during the Holocaust, a moniker suggested by white nationalist leader William Pierce. They penned race-hate pop tunes entitled Hitler is Our Hero and Aryan Man Awake, were filmed performing Nazi salutes on stage, and received hate mail after suggesting the execution of Jews during World War II was exaggerated. The childhood of the girls saw them homeschooled in Bakersfield, California by their mother, April, herself a member of racist fringe groups, the National Alliance and National Vanguard. Her own father, Bill, wore a swastika belt buckle and even branded his cattle with the sign, according to the Mirror.
That's some commitment level there.
But now, age 20, and this was written back in 2012, June of 2012. Now age 20, they're now 21, and having experienced a string of health problems, including cancer, the girls say they're embracing a hippie lifestyle with the help of marijuana. Both girls have Montana-issued medical cards and describe themselves as healers.
They can thank Dave for that, Montana Dave.
That's right. In 2011, Lynx exclusively told The Daily, "I have to say, marijuana saved my life. I'd probably be dead if I didn't have it." Lamb added, "We just want to exert the most positive, the most love and positivity we can." Now, that's a total change from the old Lynx and Lamb who, you know, wanted to send people to the slaughter and start a race war. In the same interview, Lamb describes herself as pretty liberal, while Lynx chipped in with, "Personally, I love diversity. I'm stoked that we have so many different cultures." Their comments are in stark contrast to a TV interview they gave ABC News in 2005, where Lamb branded Hitler as a great man with a lot of good ideas. Lynx added at the time that a lot of things were exaggerated about the Second World War. "We don't believe that 6 million Jews were executed. I mean, there were not even that many Jews alive then," they said. This was what they said in 2005. In 2007, the girls gained fame in the UK after they were filmed performing the dance around the swastika in a documentary about Nazis as a bemused Louis Theroux looked on. But while the pair have seemingly experienced a significant turnaround, they do appear to stop short of completely renouncing their roots. Lynx, when asked whether the Holocaust happened, replied, "I think certain things happened. I think a lot of the stories got misconstrued. I mean, yeah, Hitler wasn't the best, but Stalin wasn't. Churchill wasn't. I disagree with everybody at that time." And you know what? People that are in charge of countries tend to be scumbags. It's only on a scale of how scumbaggery they are. Certainly Stalin was no hero, and Churchill sent men to their deaths, too.
Yeah, World War II was a conflict essentially between two evil individuals, Stalin and Hitler. Everything that went on in the European theater was really just sort of a side play compared to the Ostfront.
And there's a great quote on the front page of this daily, whatever it is, article about them. "At 13, we were Nazis," they said, "but then we discovered marijuana and it has changed everything." Well, that might have been the headline. But more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. I'm one of the many talk show hosts that drink this tea. Talk show hosts endorse products that work. It's our job. So I'm telling you, Life Change Tea works. What does it do? It gently works on your colon to clean and give you more energy. If you have colon problems, life doesn't go so well. One talk show host suggested that the company be called Colonies. Well, that just shows you the product works. Don't be fooled by other wannabe companies. Life Change Tea is number one. Just drink 2 8-ounce glasses a day and feel the difference in your health. You might even save a doctor bill. Ready to order? Log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Simple. Or call them at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. One more time, 928-308-0408. If your stomach rumbles at first, that's proof the tea is already working. Just lessen your dose and feel great. Order today at getthetea.com.
Listener Ashley's day went like this. Drove the kids to school in the Mercedes SUV she got from paidathome.com, met a new client for breakfast, worked a couple of hours from her laptop at Starbucks, and called it a day. From the new Mercedes paidathome.com gave her to the thousands she banks each month, Ashley's new home business has made this the best time of her life. Are you ready for the best time of your life? Visit paidathome.com. Paidathome.com. Results not average. See website for cars and results you can expect.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want toll free here. Maybe you've had a big transition in your life. Like we were talking about the girls from Prussian Blue who were raised racist by their mother, April Gade, and they were singers in a band. Prussian Blue was their band, a racist band, a white supremacist band. They went around to...
They didn't do that for the money, I can tell you that.
I don't know what kind of money they made at this. I don't imagine you're right about... I imagine you're right about that, Mark. They were probably playing to picnic tables full of racists.
We did see one picture that sort of indicated that.
Yeah, that's where I get the picnic table thing from. Maybe there's... I don't know where racists meet or what things that they do besides talk about hating other people because of the color of their skin... but wherever it is that they meet,
they do have some large rallies.
These girls would go to those places, and they would sing and play, etc. So we've been following Prussian Blue over the years, or the girls who were formerly known as Prussian Blue, because they haven't sung as Prussian Blue since they were around 13, 14 years old. But they did sing, started pretty young, from what I can tell. They hit the mainstream, if you will, in that mainstream media picked them up and reported on them back in 2003. And I think that's when we first talked about them, because I know it's been a long time since when we originally talked about them here on Free Talk Live. And I wanted to give an update to the story, because I think it's a fascinating story about how people can change over time. And especially it's more likely if you are raised a certain way when you're very young and then you get to your teenage years, and that's usually a time for rebellion in a lot of cases. So we on Free Talk Live were openly hoping they would rebel in their teenage years, and they did, as a matter of fact. We'll continue their story. But maybe you've got a story, as I was saying, that's similar. Maybe you used to believe some ridiculous things and something changed that for you. What was it? You're welcome to tell your story at 855-450-FREE. So I've got the Daily story, which I was unable to pull up for whatever reason. I found a copy of it. TheDaily.com did a story on these girls back in 2011. I'm just going to jump up to the transformation portion of the story, because you already know what they did. A racist little girl singer. They would wear Hitler shirts and other horrible things. So what happened? Well, the transformation began after it first became evident to Prussian Blues fans during the band's 2006 European tour. A double bill with a Swedish white power warbler saga, along with their familiar repertoire of Screwdriver covers, racist folk tunes glorifying Rudolf Hess and other Aryan heroes, and perky bubblegum ballads about boys in middle school, the girls threw in the audience a curveball, a rendition of Bob Dylan's Knockin' on Heaven's Door. Mama put my guns in the ground, they sang to a smattering of boos from the crowd of Scandinavian skinheads and other far-right music aficionados. I can't use them anymore. They knew it was an unorthodox choice. Our mom warned us, recalled Lamb. Lamb and Links are their names. She said, you know, some people aren't going to like this. Bob Dylan was a Jew. But the girls, who were going on 14 at the time, were in a rebellious frame of mind. We just decided to go for it, she said. If the people don't like the song, don't effing go to the show. Don't listen to my music. Don't buy my CDs. As they toured in Germany, Denmark, and Czechoslovakia, they played the tune at every stop. They came home and had a heart-to-heart talk about the band's future. Are you done, Lynx? Lamb asked her twin. Yeah, I'm done, came the reply. Lamb and Lynx have spent most of the past 5 years laying low and trying to live a normal life. They're now 21. As Lamb put it, turning aside numerous media requests, because, besides which, they know that their change of heart will not please some members of the movement that once anointed them its standard bearers.
Mm.
I've had people call me a race traitor before, said Lynx. It's definitely something they're going to have to get over, she added defiantly. However, Lamb added, there are dangerous people in the white nationalism that don't give a F. And they would do awful things to people who think that they betrayed the movement. We are stepping on eggshells.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah, so you can't blame these girls for wanting to, just live quietly at this point. Suffering from a number of medical issues, Lynx lives at home in northwest Montana with her mother, stepfather, and half-sister, Dresden. Lamb, who works as a hotel chambermaid, lives a short drive away, but she often stops by with a bag of dirty laundry. Nevertheless, both daughters openly question their mother, April's fixation, as Lynx calls it, on the fate of the white race, as well as her encouragement of their bizarre musical career. One of them, Lynx, said, I'm glad we were in the band, but I think we should have been pushed towards something a little more mainstream and easier for us to handle than being frontmen for a belief system that we didn't even completely understand at the time. We were little kids. Asked whether she wished she'd done anything differently, her mother told the Daily, quote, I thought it would just be a little fun thing to do. I didn't expect it to get as big as it did. If the girls feel regretful about it, I guess I would have to as well. But April, who is working to create an intentional white community in their area called Pioneer Little Europe, also look that one up, Mark, see if it's still around, also suspects her daughter's liberal turn may be a passing phase. She said, they're 19. I think when they have children of their own, they'll come to the same conclusions I have.
So, wow.
Yeah. So it's great news that they've changed their minds. Perhaps they will, says the article, but for now the girls are eager to put the entire experience behind them. Serving as internationally vilified poster children for the Aryan race was a lot of responsibility, especially for two pimply adolescents with mouths full of braces. When you're a preteen, you're already insecure, Lynx pointed out, and as we were subjected to more of that because of the situation we were put in, it's scary when you're young and you have a bunch of people hating you. The media barrage took the family by surprise. They were deluged with hate mail, some of it, ironically, from people professing equality and brotherhood. But the fan mail could be just as disconcerting. There was a lot of predatory energy from those guys that was really hard for my sister and me to take. And as we got older, developing and becoming women, we realized this might get a little more intense. But both girls said the hardest part of the whole experience was dealing with the media. They believe routinely misrepresented them and sensationalized their beliefs. Their time in the limelight subjected them to extraordinary stress.
I wouldn't doubt that at all. I mean, you know, the media wants these girls to sort of look at and sneer and chuckle, and we certainly did that too.
Oh, yeah. To some extent, they deserved it, at least. They didn't realize they deserved it.
Their mom did.
Their mom did, and they were, unfortunately, her tools in that case. But thank goodness they changed. In fact, it's good, too, for her health, too, because apparently Lynx was diagnosed with cancer during her freshman year of high school, maybe due to the extraordinary stress that they were suffering from. Doctors removed a large tumor from her shoulder, and she then developed a rare condition called CVS, or cyclic vomiting syndrome.
Oh.
Lan has struggled as well, suffers from scoliosis and chronic back pain, as well as lack of appetite and intense emotional stress. During several of our conversations, she burst into tears. She agonized about how to balance her love for her mother with her desire to let the world know that the girls have moved on. Approximately a year ago, Lam and Link stumbled onto a new treatment that they say has done wonders for their ailments. Link said, "I have to say, marijuana saved my life. I would probably be dead if I didn't have it." She discovered pot while recovering from her cancer treatments. She'd been prescribed morphine and OxyContin, which she had quit cold turkey. One day, when she was having a bout of nausea, a friend offered her a toke. She was reluctant at first. The girl's biological father had been a druggie when they were young, they said. But the drug worked wonders, and soon Lynx became one of the first five minors to get a medical marijuana card in Montana, and now her sister Lam has one as well. Pot has helped the twins rekindle the creative impulses that they once channeled in their music. They've both taken up painting, and Lynx restores furniture. They hope to enroll in college and intend to dedicate themselves to making medical marijuana legal in all 50 states. So, pretty cool. That's a real turnaround story.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what that we had hoped would happen for them. But the reason why we digressed into the story about Prussian Blue is because of what's now happening in Leith, North Dakota, with white supremacist nutjob Craig Cobb moving into town and attempting to gain control, which, as Mark pointed out, since he's from Canada, he probably can't vote in Leith, so he's hoping that other racist scumbags will pick up and move to Leith with him.
And apparently he wants to rename the town Cobbsville. And I found on Wikipedia,
I'm not shocked by that,
apparently some of the people, I'm guessing the other 13 people that live in Leith,
mm-hmm,
are trying to get the town dissolved and turned over just to the county.
Interesting.
I suspect that's what's going to happen. When you're talking about a town that small, there's really not any point for it existing anymore. Many times these towns will kind of dwindle away. They had a few hundred before and it made sense.
Yeah.
Now it doesn't make any sense. And if, you know, bigots are knocking at your door trying to take over, and they don't need to move very many in to do it, you know, basically the last thing that the lame duck administration can do is dissolve the town and then let them try to pick it back up later.
Well, we'll come back with the story here because they're actually trying to stop him from building in the town.
Yep.
They are putting a building moratorium on, and we'll give you the remainder of that story here in a moment. 855 450 free. Your thoughts on Prussian Blue changing from, you know, being a racist to somebody that's actually loving towards others and appreciative of diversity? It's a wonderful story in their account. More coming up. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you try the new app?
Appetizers. Let's order something. I'm starving.
No, the America's Best Value in iPhone app. Download it from the App Store and make reservations instantly at any of their 1,000 hotels in North America. Most locations have free continental breakfast and internet. Plus, sign up for the Value Club to get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
The America's Best Value in mobile app can do all that?
And more.
Got it. Now, about those appetizers.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.